Self-forgiveness is one of the hardest things we ever learn to do. Many of us can forgive others far more easily than we can forgive ourselves. We hold on to guilt, we replay our mistakes, and we tell ourselves stories about who we are based on the worst moments of our lives. But self-forgiveness is not about letting yourself off the hook or pretending something didn't happen. It's about acknowledging the truth and choosing to move forward. When we talk about forgiving ourselves, we're talking about a process, one that takes honesty, courage, and compassion. The first step is understanding your emotions. Many people try to skip this part, but naming what you feel, guilt, shame, regret, fear, reduces the intensity of those emotions and helps you regain control over them. Next, self-forgiveness requires accepting responsibility for what happened. This doesn't mean punishing yourself or drowning in shame. It means facing the truth without excuses. Responsibility is what allows you to make meaningful changes instead of staying stuck. From there, the key is treating yourself with the same compassion you would show a struggling friend. You don't have to excuse what happened, but you also don't need to define your entire identity by it. Guilt can be healthy. It tells us we can do better. Shame, however, tells us we are the mistake, and that belief is what destroys self-esteem, relationships, and even physical health. Another essential step is making amends when possible. Self-forgiveness often becomes real only when you take action that aligns with the person you want to be. Sometimes that means apologizing, sometimes it means changing a behavior, and sometimes it's about doing something kind or helpful to restore what was damaged. A core part of this process is learning from your experience. Every person makes mistakes, but not everyone grows from them. Ask yourself, why did I act the way I did? What pain or fear was operating underneath? What can I do in the future to choose differently? When you understand the pattern, you gain the power to break it. Self-forgiveness is also about trying to do better. You don't have to be perfect. You just need to show up differently than you did before. Remind yourself of what you've learned, and let that guide your decisions moving forward. It's important to recognize that forgiveness has limits. Some people blame themselves for things they never controlled: abuse, trauma, loss. In these cases, the work is not about forgiving a wrongdoing, but about releasing misplaced guilt and challenging the belief that you should have known better. This belief, called hindsight bias, keeps many people trapped in self-condemnation. When done in a healthy way, self-forgiveness brings enormous benefits. Emotionally, it reduces depression and anxiety. Physically, it can lower blood pressure, reduce pain, and improve overall wellness. In relationships, it strengthens trust, intimacy, and compassion. When you treat yourself with more mercy, you naturally offer others more understanding. But self-forgiveness is challenging because it requires honesty, discomfort, and change. Many people fear they'll repeat their mistakes. Others fear what the truth might reveal about them. Some people try to skip the hard work and forgive themselves without accountability, but that isn't forgiveness, it's avoidance. Real self-forgiveness balances responsibility with compassion. It acknowledges the harm while also acknowledging your humanity. It requires empathy for yourself and for the people you've affected. So how do you begin? Start small. Allow yourself to feel the truth of what happened. Apologize where appropriate. Learn from your mistakes. Practice compassion. And remember, growth doesn't erase the past, but it transforms it into something that no longer controls you. Forgiving yourself takes time, but it is possible. And it is one of the greatest gifts you can give to your future self. Not because you deserve perfection, but because you deserve the chance to heal, grow, and begin again.